afternoon and welcome to the Bellator press conference. I will now turn the call over to Bellator's president, Scott Coker.
Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us on today's conference call between the main event competitors of Bellator 175, Quentin Rampage Jackson and King Mo on the Wall, which takes place next Friday, March 3rd, 31st at the Allstate Arena in Chicago, and which airs live on Spike TV at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. This is going to be an exciting rematch. I'm really looking forward to it. We have a great fight card from top to bottom. I'd like to thank Spike TV. I'd like to thank some of our sponsors, Light Beer from Miller, Monster Energy Drink, Dave & Buster's, Blackheart Rum. And I'll run down the card real quickly. I'm excited to see what Marco Scalvao can do and his debut at 145 pounds against Emmanuel Sanchez during the co-main event. We also got Sergey Karatanov coming back in action against Chase Barmley. And finally, Noah Lahat will beat Lloyd Carter. And the undefeated Steve Cazalla takes on Jake Roberts. Also, I'd like everybody to note that we're adding two more fighters to our tailgate. And that's going to be Michael Chandler and Phil Davis. We'll join Fedor Emelianenko and Royce Gracie the day of. So you'll have four great athletes there for all the fans to come meet them on the day of. It's been a big year for Bellator so far. We're excited about this fight. This is a fight that I've been personally looking forward to for a long time to make this rematch happen. There's a lot of exciting things ahead for 2017. But let's turn it over at this time to the stars of the show, and that's Rampage Jackson and King Mo on the Wall. Thanks, guys.
What's up?
So if the media wants to ask a question, they can press star one on their keypad. Operator, at this time, you can go to the first question, please.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, press star one on your telephone keypad. Our first question comes from Steve Juan with MMA Mania. Your line is live.
Thank you, operator. I have one question for everyone on the line, starting with Rampage. You said that you and King Mo had an argument in the back of a van after your first fight. What was that argument, and why did it make you so mad?
The argument in the van was way before me and King Mo even fought.
All right, what was it about?
It was so long ago, I don't even remember.
But you remember it made you mad, and you want to beat his ass, right?
Right, that's all I remember.
Okay, well, what's your plan on March 31st? How are you going to enact that vision?
My plan is to beat his ass.
All right, we'll just leave it at that then. King Mo, I'm going to go to you. We've talked about your fight previously, and you said that you weren't really disappointed in yourself. You were disappointed in the judges. What can you do differently this time to make sure that's not disappointing?
Oh, man, for this fight right here, I'm going to be healthy. I'll be the American top team for about 2 years now, because last time I was just new to the gym, the new host training situation. But, man, I'm ready to go, man. All that talking and stuff in the past is done, man. You know what I'm saying? It's time to rumble, you know what I'm saying? So next Friday, it's going to go down.
It is. And for Scott, with a rematch this big and Bellator having just announced a pay-per-view coming up here on June 24th, why do this match free on Spike TV and not do it as a pay-per-view like the first fight was?
Hey, Steve, sorry to interrupt there. Scott actually had to jump off the call. So unfortunately, as far as questions are concerned, everybody will be limited to Rampage Jackson and King Mo.
No problem. I'll let the next caller get on.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Nicholas Cunningham. Your line is live.
Yeah, my question is for both of you guys. Maybe you could answer first, Rampage. We're close to Chicago, where my publication is at, and I just wanted to know how you guys specifically feel about coming to Chicago, fighting there. It's been a while since Bellator has been there. What do you guys like best about going to Chicago and being there for a few days?
I love Chicago, man. I love it. Chicago, the Windy City.
Yeah. It's been a while since you've been there, too. Is there anything you're looking forward to doing coming back, aside from a big fight, obviously?
Yeah, I like Chicago. I look forward to, you know, having me one of Chicago style pizzas at that.
Kimbo, what are you looking most forward to being in Chicago aside from the fight?
Man, Chicago's a cool place, man, because I remember I wrestled out there versus the Russian team out there, man, and they showed me some love out there. Shout out to Harvey Twisters because, you know, there's a wrestling program out there in Harvey, Illinois. Some great wrestlers here from that program. Shout out to them. And I'm hoping I'll be there, you know what I'm saying, to watch them do my thing, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking forward to just enjoying the city, you know what I'm saying, and just chilling after it's all said and done, man.
Right. Well, awesome, man. Just one more for both of you guys. This is a big fight. The fans are really looking forward to this. All of us in the media are. Why do you think this is such still a big fight and the rivalry still is so interesting? And, you know, what keeps it so interesting for all of us, you know, from you guys' point of view? We're all really excited for this rematch.
Sorry, who was that question directed at?
Yeah, just to both Rampage, what makes you think, or what do you think, why do you think this rivalry is still so interesting to the fans and all of us in the media? It's been a while since you guys fought the first time, but we're all still right here interested, ready to go. What makes it so interesting to you guys, Rampage first?
So, you know, the MMA world are not idiots. They're not fools. They're not suckers. They know a real rivalry when they see one, and they know Kimbo, he had a big mouth, and I think most MMA fans want me to shut his mouth.
King Mo?
Man, it's a real rivalry. We don't like each other. And he can say most MMA fans don't want to see him try to shut my mouth, but if they do, they shouldn't be disappointed on the 31st. They shouldn't be mad, have their feelings hurt. You know what I'm saying? It's part of the game, man. Hurt feelings are part of the game.
Well, I wish you guys the best of luck in Chicago. I'm looking forward to covering you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Our next question comes from Danny Segura. Your line is live.
Hi. Thank you. My first question is going to be for King Mo. King Mo, the last time you fought Rampage, you talked to MMA Fighting and you told them about how the canvas was very slippery and that was a factor in sort of planning your feet and landing strikes. Did you ever address that issue with Bellator? And is that something you addressed leading to the rematch?
Oh, man, the canvas been changed. Part of the old Bjorn regime, the canvas was that cheap blue velvet, you know what I'm saying? So people were slipping. Then they tried to change it up a little bit. And I remember when I fought Len Vassell, I was ice skating all over the canvas. I was straight ice skating. But now they changed it up, you know what I'm saying? So you know one's slipping or falling. So it's gonna be, you're gonna see the best of me and Quentin.
Man, on the 31st, Kimbo was slipping to the ass whooping. That canvas one slipping, man. I fought on that canvas several times. I ain't slipped not one.
Yeah, that's funny though, Quentin, because my boy put a thing talking about how you want to change the canvas. I can post it for you because my boy, everybody can play with that blue canvas. Everybody did, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? To give you a little credit, you might be right because I got a bad memory. But you still going to sleep up on the ass whooping on the 31st.
Yeah, we're going to see. We're going to see, man. But you one thing you're going to enjoy is the Chicago style pizza because we know like you like to eat. And hopefully you can get that sponsorship by Flat Tummy Tea. Because I've seen the video, but you look kind of old and you're kind of fat. You know what I'm saying? We're kind of fat still. Flat Tummy Tea to do some work.
King Mo, I'm glad you think I'm fat, homie. I'm glad that's what you're thinking about me, man. But
I know you are, man. That's why you didn't take a fight 205. That's why you took a fight 205. You took it at heavyweight, player.
I know what it is.
You took it at heavyweight.
You mad. Listen, you mad. Listen, I told Scott Coker I wanted to go heavyweight, all right? They want me to fight you at catchweight. If you mad about my weight, you shouldn't have took this fight.
I'm gonna put all. Oh no! I listen. I don't care about weight.
I'm be wearing 260 on the night we.
That's cool. That's great. I don't care about. Listen, I don't care. I don't care about weight. I chose to fight heavyweight. I'm cool with that. I didn't know I was fighting. They said 235 heavyweight. It's cool, but listen, you let yourself go. You fell off. You let yourself go. You fell off, man. You let yourself go. I see you looking. You look how fat and sloppy. You're looking old, man.
You feel mad at attitude about those nipple rings, ain't? That's why you try to fat shame me, huh? You feel mad about those nipple rings, ain't you? Homie. That's what it
you
is.
Don't
huh?
doubt. You need new material. That's what you need. Let me get the Quentin Star package. Nipple rings. Your broomstick. You're ugly. I don't need new material, dog. Quentin, you've been saying the same stuff for 7 years, dog. You need new material.
I know.
Listen,
I know.
Brother, you need a ghostwriter.
It's been 7 years.
You need a ghostwriter. You need a ghostwriter, dog. You need a ghostwriter, man. You're corny. You're lame, dog. Even in Memphis. I was in Memphis. Hey, let's go. The funny thing is, I was in Memphis 7 months ago. I was in your own city, dog. I was in your own city 7 months ago. Got love. You only get love in your own city, dog. Memphis. I was in Memphis 7 months ago. Got more love than you do. I was in your own city, dog. They don't talk about you out there, man. Because you don't go back.
Okay.
Yeah, man. He a ghostwriter. You're lame. You're corny, dog. You're looking old. You're looking old, dog. You're looking old, too, dog. Listen, coming 31st is definitely going down, man. That's what it is. Next question.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm not the type of guy. I don't fight for love from other dudes, man. I fight to feed my family and put my kids through college. You may fight so you can get a lot of attention from dudes and shit. That's part of why you got those nipple rings.
Pardon me, our next question. I don't care if guys in my city don't talk about me.
I don't care if guys... don't love me. I don't care. I don't fight for the love of dudes, homie. How many times I got to say it? You can fight. That's what you fight for, and that's probably why you ain't that good. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and guess what? Guess what? You fell loose to a guy that ain't that good on the 31st. I fight at money weight. That's the reason why I said money weight, because I'm fighting your fat ass at heavyweight.
Okay. Pardon? You ain't fighting. Hey, guess what? You ain't fighting me at heavyweight. You fighting me at catchweight.
No, heavyweight, player. Ain't no catchweight here. It's a heavyweight, dog. 265 is the weight class. Heavyweight. I don't do no catchweight.
You're telling me?
I don't do no catchweight.
I can weight 265. That's what you're telling me?
Yes. Yes, you can. Ain't no catchweight. I ain't no hoe. I don't do no catchweight.
No. I was told to fight with that catchweight. Quentin.
You can be as heavy as you want. Ain't no catchweight. I promise you on that. I would never do a catchweight. That's weak shit right there. I'll fight you at your weight. You know what I'm saying?
Catchweight.
No, never, was, never. You can fight, never.
I wanted to fight a heavyweight because I'm a big boy. But I'm gonna show you.
The fight is a heavyweight. Not 235. Not two. No catchweight. I don't do catchweights. Never.
All right. Well, you're gonna catch this weight on your face.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Bob Carson. Your line is live.
Hi, I have a question. Thank you for Mo and Rampage. Mo, I'll start with you. You've made fun of Rampage about what you see as his lack of commitment and preparedness. Do you see Rampage as being more vulnerable now, either physically or psychologically, than when you first fought him?
I don't know. I don't care. I'm just training for the best. I'm training for a 205-pound Rampage. But I know that because, you know, he's vicious there. But if he's going to be a little heavier, he's probably going to be... You know, he's going to have some holes, you know what I'm saying? But if he wants to come in heavy, 265, 270, I don't care. It don't matter, man. Weight don't mean nothing to me. You know what I'm saying? He can come in however big he wants. I don't care. I'll still fight his ass. It don't matter nothing to me.
Now, Rampage, do you have any response to Mo's claim that Redney wanted you to win the first fight, as well as the suggestion that that may have played into the outcome?
Hey, guys, we can tell weight don't matter to King Mo. Look at his girlfriend. You know what I'm saying? We can tell he don't give a fuck about weight. Listen. King Mo want to talk about my weight. He think that hurts my feelings and stuff like that. Listen, it ain't no secret. I'm older now. I'm an older fighter. And I have a thyroid problem that, you know what I'm saying, it's hard for me to lose weight. I'm on medication. But what I did was I addressed the problem. I went and saw a specialist. And I talked to my coaches. And we decided to go heavyweight and lift weights, get stronger, get bigger. And so King Mo can fat shame and stuff all he wants. I didn't ask to fight King Mo. I wanted to fight a heavyweight because I'm a bigger guy now. I left King Mo in the past. I figured like, yeah, I wanted to knock him out. I wanted to rematch. But I felt like, you know what? Fighting King Mo again ain't gonna be nothing but a wrestling match. And you know, why I wanna do that when I'm a striker? I like putting on exciting fights. I like, you know, being exciting. That's why, you know what I'm saying, my career has went towards the way it went, because I come to fight, you know what I'm saying? I come to fight, so I don't care what King Mo say about my weight or what anybody say. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing Bellator a favor by giving him a rematch with King Mo. And he had a problem dealing with me at 205, and he's going to have a problem dealing with me at 260 in shape.
wait, what shape is that? Circular? That's about it. Now, yeah. Come on, man. You're playing the show. That's about it. That's cool. As long as you listen, as long as you're happy, man, that's all that matters to me. As long as you're happy and you're ready to go, I'm cool with that.
I'm happy, King Mo. I'm happy.
That's cool. That's good then.
I train my ass off. I'm happy. I'm in better shape than when the first time I fought you.
That's cool.
Think about that. And I'm strong.
Okay.
I've been living weight for 6 months. Think about that. I ain't
going to
waste my whole MMA career because my coach was worried about me being too big for 205.
Man. Whatever you want to come up with.
Stronger, you're going to fight a stronger in-shape Rampage than a 205.
Okay.
Hello, pardon me. Our next question comes from Danny Sikora. Your line is live.
For Rampage. Earlier this year, you talked about how you still might have to fulfill your UFC contract following this bout, and that you were complimenting retirement after the bout with King Mo. Have you thought about that? Is there any update on that?
The only update you guys need to know about is this fight on the March 31st. You know what I'm saying? We can talk after this fight. That's the only thing that I'm focusing on. Shutting King Mo ugly ass up. That's the only thing I'm focused on. I ain't focused on my contracts or nothing else.
The Quinn started kid. The same old lame ass jokes, though. Come with something new, man. Damn, you lame.
What? I don't got
corn as hell.
You're ugly.
Quinn, if I'm ugly, remember when we was at Walmart, you asked them one female who was better than me or you, and they chose me? Remember that? Obviously, I'm ugly and you're ugly.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying? Straight up. Next question. Next question, man. All you do is say the same old stuff, man. You're lame. You're tired, man. Come with the question, man. Come on. Come with the question.
You look better than me. What the fuck you talking about?
Okay, all my cousins. Yep. You right. All my cousins. Yep. Go ahead, man. What's the question? Don't lame ass nigga, man.
Dude, you got your back, though. You can say that. Your cousin got your motherfucking back, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Rampage, is that true? The Walmart story that you guys went up to somebody and asked who was the better looking one?
Yeah, and his cousin was the only one that said King Mo. It was a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no girl.
Okay, why would you go? So here's the thing, Quinn, you suspect. Why would you go to some dude asking who's better, me or you? Why would you go to some dude? Yeah, you did, Quinn. No. You asked the females. All the females chose me. You're striking out, man. Look, you asked the females. They chose me. And then you try to say some dudes. You're suspect, dog. Next question, man. This is amateur hour, dog. It's amateur hour, man. This nigga is corny.
I asked the crowd.
Nigga is lame, dog.
Come on, man.
You're wasting my time.
Hey, I keep laughing. Y'all know I like to laugh. I asked the crowd. And one dude said, King Mo.
There we go. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Operator, we'll go to the next question.
Yeah, go to the next question.
Our next question comes from Steve Morocco. Your line is live.
Hey, Quinn. One of the things King Mo told us on our show the other day was that you wanted to fight Krokop or Fedor before this fight ended up getting made. Is that true?
No, I never asked to fight any names. I've never asked to fight names in my career. Only names I asked to fight, like, I want to rematches with, you know what I'm saying, people like Shogun and you know, John Jones and Rashad Evans. Those names I've said in my career. I never said any names. I just told Bellator I wanted to fight, like, a heavyweight guy that strikes. I'm tired of fighting huggers and humpers, man.
I gotcha. And then one thing I wanted to clarify real quick, you mentioned the underactive thyroid. Is that in any way related to the TRT treatment that you did about 4 or 5 years back?
Hey, how in the fuck will thyroid be affected by doing testosterone, something that your body produces? All our body produces testosterone. Most likely thyroid is family related. It's, you know, it runs your family. How in the fuck would replenishing your body with something that's natural that your body normally produces. But as you get older and become an athlete and use up, your body has to make more. How would that fuck up your thyroid, you stupid ass motherfucker? The fuck off my motherfucking phone, you bitch ass motherfucker.
And with that, we'll go to the next question.
Our next question comes from Sean Alshadi. Your line is live.
What type of question is that? That's weird, man.
That dude's stupid, man. Dude is stupid.
No, I don't know. I didn't understand it, but go ahead, man. It's whatever. Next question.
Well, hey, I appreciate the time today, guys. Just really quickly, I want to backpedal a bit. Rampage, were you told this was a catch weight contest?
Yeah, I was told that it was a catch weight. I don't know if my coach is lying to me or what. I was told that it was catch weight, that I got to weigh 235.
Were you told anything similar?
Hell no. Even on the poster, they say heavyweight bout. You know, there ain't no catch weight. No, your coach is lying to you, dog. Listen, is it heavyweight the whole time? Even when they announce a fight, they say they're heavyweight. I don't do no catch weight. I think, to me, personally, I think catch weight is weak. You know what I'm saying? There's what? 125, 135, 155, 170, 85, 205. It's 7 weight classes, man. And you pick one and we fight it, and it's heavyweight. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to make no weight class up 235. That's weak.
Yeah, my coach has been lying to me. My coach has been over here. He's sitting right here. I see it on the face. My coach is lying.
So, Rampage, I'm guessing, man, that you're going to try to shoot to come in under 235 since you thought that was the limit.
Well, yeah, I thought that was the limit. I thought 235 was the limit. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to clarify. Well, then, last thing for me, Rampage, I'm just curious, because the way you talk about this fight is interesting. I wonder, is this a fight that you're even really, like, interested in, or is that gets you excited, or is this something that you kind of see as, like, a chore you have to do to get through?
Man, you guys have no idea how much King Mo motivates me. The guy's mouth is ridiculous, and that's what I need. I wish more of my opponents would talk shit like King Mo, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times, you know, when I go out there and fight, like, I'm not even motivated most times I fight. I didn't even care, you know. I'm going to keep it real, you know what I'm saying? I enjoy fighting. I love to fight, but the training is the part that I have to get motivated for, you know. So I'm a natural fighter, you know what I'm saying? I can fight any day, anybody, anywhere. I don't care. I enjoy the fighting part, you know. But the training is what, you know what I'm saying, I have to get motivated for. And King Mo has motivated me more in this camp than I've been motivated in several years. And you know what I'm saying? It's making me even love the training and stuff again. Because now, you know, so I'm doing stuff that I haven't done in years. And you know, so it's quite the contrary to what people think. I'm very motivated for this fight. Saying that, I wish I would have been, with the shape I'm in and stuff like that, I wish I would have been fighting somebody who, you know what I'm saying, is a banger, somebody who can excite the crowd, you know what I'm saying? Somebody's like a stand-up guy, like somebody like Matreon. Matreon comes out and fight and stuff like that. Somebody like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Not somebody that comes in game plan to just try to hold you down and try to, you know what I'm saying, squeeze out a W for the judges and stuff like that, you know? Those are the type of fights that you know what I'm saying, like the crowd loses, you know what I'm saying? I like to fight those type of fights where, you know what I'm saying, it's a rumble.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate the time, gentlemen. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Mike Hisco. Your line is live.
Hi, question for Rampage. Is it safe to say that you're done with light heavyweight at this point?
I don't know if it's safe to say that yet or not, because I'm still you know, going to the specialist about the thyroid and stuff like that, and I'm doing a lot of research and try to figure exactly what's going on and looking at good specialists, like nutrition specialists, and see how you counteract the hypothyroid, because I'm the type of person, like, if something's wrong with me, you know, I'm going to, like, try to research as much as possible and try to correct it, you know. Who knows? But I like being bigger, you know what I'm saying? I'm stronger, and I get to lift weights now. My whole career, I never was allowed to lift weights, because even as a light heavyweight, I was always a big light heavyweight because my legs are really big and I hold a lot of weight in my legs, and so I was never really allowed to lift weights and stuff like that. But I kind of like this aspect of it. But you know, I'm not used to you know what I'm saying, heavyweight yet. And I would like to just get my feet wet and fight a couple of big guys and see if and see how I go. I had a couple of heavyweights in training camp. I was sparring with them, and they really didn't want to spar. I feel like I could let go on heavyweights, and they really didn't like sparring with me and stuff like that. So I think that I can, you know, do some damage at heavyweight.
Okay. And we just found out Vanderlei Silva is going to be fighting Chael at the pay-per-view at MSG. Vanderlei, is that a fight you'd be interested in revisiting in the future?
Yeah, I'm always interested in fighting Vanderlei. I think I owe him two more ass whoopings to be up on top of him.
Okay, thanks a lot, Rampage.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question comes from Ty O'Keefe. Your line is live.
Yeah, thanks for your time, guys. My first question is for Rampage. Coming off decision at not fighting since last year, how important is it for you to make an impression with something more than a decision against King Mo?
Can you repeat the question?
Coming off of, you know, a decision and you haven't fought since last summer, how important is it for you to do something more than earn a decision against a guy like King Mo?
Well, I never had those type of pressures and stuff on me. Like, I can always say, yeah, I want a knockout. I'm going for the knockout and stuff like that. But if the knockout don't come or the finish don't come, you know what I'm saying? It don't come. It's MMA. Like, anything can happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? All bullshit aside, King Mo is really good at his craft. You know, so I can talk shit about him all day and stuff like that. But let's be honest. King Mo is a very established wrestler. And mixed martial arts. He has great ground and pound, and out of a lot of people I fought, he has the best setup for takedowns and stuff like that. Because honestly, I was really surprised at how many times he took me down in the first fight, because I trained so much on defending his takedown that people forget that I'm a wrestler. You know, so I'm not an established wrestler, but you know, that was my first art. So. You know, I never, you know what I'm saying, put a lot of pressure on, like, oh, if I don't finish King Mo, you know what I'm saying, you know, this, that, whatever. I don't have those type of pressures on myself. Like, yes, I'm going to be looking for the finish 100% of the fight. But if it don't come, you know what I'm saying, another W will have to suffice.
Thank you very much. My next question, quick, is for King Mo. For you, coming off a loss in December, the second round loss, how important is it for you to, you know, shut Rampage up with more than just a decision that everybody keeps wondering about, you know, maybe getting a knockout win? How important is that for you?
Hey, is this your real voice now? Because it's like you're smoking this.
Nah, man, that's me. That's me.
Yeah, man, look, every time you go out there to fight, man, you try to get that knockout, man. You know, you try to go out there and get him out of there, man. So every time you go out there to fight, man, you try to make a statement. You know what I'm saying? Like, no one goes out there like, you know what? I'm going to go for the split decision. Everybody goes out there for the KO. If it don't come, you try to get that W. You know what I'm saying? But we all go out there to try and get that finish. That's why we throw punches. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
And the statement King Mo makes is that he's horny.
Well, thank you so much for your time, guys. Good luck.
Our next question.
Our next question comes from
Ryan Sprague. Your line is live.
Thank you, gentlemen. First question for Mo. Hey, Mo, I know that you were talking earlier about how you're going to show that the gap has widened. How has that gap widened?
Wait, I can't even hear what you said, man.
Oh, sorry. I said. I know that you said that you were going to show how the gap has, or that the gap has widened since the last fight. How has that gap widened for you?
You're going to see it 34. Just tune in, man. It's free on Fight TV. You're going to see the gap is widened. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see. You trust me, you're going to see.
Awesome.
I ain't say nothing else.
And question for you, Rampage. I know that there's been an 8-2 record for King Mo since you guys' last fight, and you have a 2-0 record since the last fight. Why the difference in the amount of fights?
I don't know, man. Man, we're fighters, man. Some people fight more, some people fight less. I used to fight 6 times a year when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? I'm an older gentleman, you know what I'm saying? I make more money when I fight than when I used to when I was young. I don't have to fight that many times in a year, you know what I'm saying? I'm happy. I can fight once or twice in a year, and I'm happy. I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying? You know, as long as I still get that adrenaline out of me, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
I do. Thank you very much for your time, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Our next question, and our last question, comes from Eddie Goldman. Your line is live.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. The first fight you guys had ended up in a decision. Of course, Rampage won, but there was controversy over it. I want to ask both of you, what do you think you have to change in this fight to get a decisive victory? What do you have to, how do you approach this fight differently? I guess I'll ask this to Mo first.
Hey, EG, happy birthday, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, thank you.
But
thank you.
Oh, no problem, man. But when it comes down to it, man, I'm just gonna, I don't got to change much at all. You know what I'm saying? My skills have improved. I've added more to my skill set, and he's going to see. You know what I'm saying? I don't got to change much at all. You know what I'm saying? He what about wrestling? Well, Quinn, I hope with your sprawl. Work that sprawl good. You know what I'm saying? Work that sprawl well. Because guess what? You know what? Since you worry about me, hump your leg. Guess what? I'm going to hump your leg in 15 minutes. How about that? I'm going to hump your leg in 15 minutes here. So just working on sprawls, and working them real hard.
Mo, what do you feel you have to do differently if it goes to the judge's decision after three rounds?
Man, I'm going to get more takedowns. That's it. Just more takedowns. I'm going to take him down over and over again until he loves that ground. That's all it's going to be.
And Rampage, what do you think you have to do differently this time? Because, again, you won the fight, but there was a lot of controversy afterwards.
Where was a lot of controversy on King Mo's Instagram?
No, media people, fans, online, the reaction.
Media people, fans, like, honestly, I watched that fight recently, right? And I'm my biggest critic. And I just don't see a whole lot of controversy since.
But you asked for a rematch.
How you win a fight from last you guys can say all the controversy and shit that you want, but you know what I'm saying, like, you know, a fight's a fight, a win's a win. Like if you see two fighters and one fighter's face look like potted meat and other fighter look at, he got scratched like he fought a girl, like, who you gonna think won that fight? Like, you can say, oh, he took him down a whole lot though, and, you know, that scores the points, but you know, I'm from the streets. Hey, I grew up fighting on the streets. A fight is a fight. If somebody looks like they got their ass kicked, most likely they got their ass kicked.
Hey, Eddie, guess what, Eddie? Last time I checked, they score fights by rounds, right? Yeah, by rounds, yeah. So I won the first and third, you won the second. But so that means you lost. You know what I'm saying?
You won the first?
Two?
You won the first?
Yeah, two. Listen, two is greater than one. I won two. No, listen, the professionals, listen. Professionals, most of the people, most of the fans, most of the media have me winning. That's why you asked for a rematch. Look at McKee and all them. The corners look sad. You look sad. People start leaving. Dog, you know you thought you lost. I know people that in your camp thought you lost.
I was sad because I didn't knock you out, man.
Oh, yeah. Great spin. You should work for Donald Trump. Great spin, dog. That's a great spin. Work for Donald Trump, man. He needs one. Great spin, dog. Hey, man. Is that the last question, EG? Come on, man.
I questioned myself that you didn't go to sleep. Like, I saw
yeah.
Knocked out with a spinning back.
Tell
me something better. Like, man, you got going.
Come on. Come on, man. Something better.
I thought you were going to sleep. I was there, man.
Yeah.
I questioned
myself. You was.
I was.
You asked for a rematch, though. Yeah, so you asked for a rematch, man. I want a rematch, man. I want a rematch. Man, hey, this is the last question. Man, I'm out, man. I got stuff to do. You know, man?
We are officially done with this conference call. I want to thank all the media and Rampage and King Mo for all their time. The event again, Bellator 175, takes place next Friday, March 31st at the Allstate Arena in Chicago. Airs live and free on Spike at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. You guys have a beautiful day.